just pray for Jeremy now as he brings his God's word to us. Father God, we ask that you bless Jeremy as he speaks, all that he's prepared and brings, and that, Father, our hearts may be open to receive and to hear your words to us now. Amen.
Amen.
Alan's going to put up in a moment the Remembrance Day slide that says what our theme is this morning, which is what hope in a world of terror. This is just one example of the way we remember. This is Exeter Cathedral, where they've got 34,000 poppies, handmade cloth poppies, to represent the 34,000 people from the West Country who were killed in the First World War. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, we're told, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. So I'm going to talk around this model of three circles, which represents the hope that we have. We start off with God's design for the world. We then look at how the world has been broken. And finally, we look at how Jesus came to return the world to God's original design.
So God's design was for a beautiful world. In the beginning, he created our world and he said it was good. And we created each of us in his own image and he said it was good. God made a wonderful and beautiful place, a beautiful world and beautiful people to worship him. But we chose to do selfish things. We chose to go our own way. And that selfishness is what we call sin. And that came into the world. And at Remembrance Day, we particularly remember the consequences of that sin. So the world became broken. And for each of us, we'll remember different things at this Remembrance Day. 30 years ago today was the Enniskillen bombing, and Linda lost a member of her string quartet, Linda Galpin, my wife, those who don't know, and many friends in Enniskillen. And we're all touched in different ways by the pain that is in the world. This is someone after the Barcelona bombing. This is after the New York bombing. There are many others. And this is a Rohingya girl at an emergency treatment centre in Bakahulu refugee camp, Bangladesh. The world is broken in many different ways, isn't it? And there's many people who are struggling and in pain in this world today. And the world is also broken environmentally. And we know there's a lot that we need to do if we're to fix our world and put it right, to be back the way God wants it to be. So this is our broken world. And we try and escape from that broken world in different ways, but it doesn't actually fix the broken world. So people try and escape in different ways, but they come back to a broken world. So it may be fashion that is your escapism. It may be clothes. It may be celebrity. It may be work. It may be your home, your house, your material possessions, your pension. Or it may be physical activity. This is Virazana Narrow Bridge at the start of the New York Marathon this week. At the end of the day, as it says in our Bible verse, John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my life. So there was a video this week in the Sunday Times that showed a surfer and he was surfing the most massive, huge, humongous wave that you can imagine. He'd misjudged it. The picture shows this shadow coming over him as he's surfing and suddenly the wave just hits him and takes him out completely. The guy was okay. His not okay, but his back was broken, but he's alive. He's in hospital, and he wants to go back as soon as he can into those waves. And it just reminded me of how if we don't live according to God's commands in our life, then at some point that will catch up with us. And I think it's caught up with Kevin in the last week, and it's caught up with many other people in Westminster and elsewhere. People will be thinking, these things that I've done in the past have caught up with me. And earlier in the service, we had our confession. Because one thing we can be sure is that we all have fallen short, and we can't stand and point a finger. And as these stories about sexual misbehaviour have been in the news, I've reflected on Jesus' command that if you look at another woman and desire her, that's committing adultery. So none of us can judge, although we condemn the awful behaviour that we've seen. We all have sinned, and we all need to repent and believe. And that's the way that God has chosen to repair our broken world. We're coming into the season of Advent and looking forward to Christmas, where God sent his only son Jesus into the world as his plan to solve and repair this broken world. But we know that Christmas is only the start, because Jesus died on the cross for us. And in our sermon, it talks about, in our passage today, it talks about greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. This is a shot of Major Dominic Toulon, who was a retired Special Forces officer, awarded the George Cross, for repeatedly risking his life to save around 200 people during a deadly Kenyan terrorist attack. He was the first civilian for 40 years to get the George Medal, and he went 12 times back into the Westgate shopping mall in search for survivors to lead them to safety. I think that's a great example of hope, of the human spirit, how God has made us in his own image to do some wonderful things. And that's just one example. And it reminds us of the example of Jesus, who sacrificed himself for us so as to repair this broken world. So through Jesus' sacrifice, our broken world is healed. And by accepting Jesus, it gives us a meaning and a purpose in life. The question for each of us is, have we made that decision to accept Jesus? And if we have made that decision, are we able to share with other people the hope that we have? Are we able to explain how God has designed this world to be a wonderful and beautiful place? How each of us have made that decision to do our own thing and be selfish and go our own way. And that's all part of the broken world that we live in. But God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to save us and be our salvation. And you'll see some wonderful pictures up there that reflect the beautiful world that we live in and the joy of living on this earth. And these are all pictures of this week. And finally, some pictures of new life and family and the joy of relationships. So as we reflect this Remembrance Day on the brokenness of the world, let us also remember our hope in Jesus and our hope for eternal life. Amen.